The Mambav and Tzia and Avchav Aleph has a machloikus between Abai and Vava about Yeish and Lomidas. Abai says, Lo have a Yeish, and Vava says, it is Yeish. And in being masbid, this machloikus between Abai and Vava, the Vav said one of his mahalchim was, the most fundamental one he said was, that the machloikus between Abai and Vava is about the how Yeish works. Is Yeish a separate matir? Is Mavkir the Bailus? Or is Yeish that really the Vava holds that it's that by Aveda it the Yeish is simply mashlim to say Aveda? We know that if it's Avudim Mimen Mikolodom, so it's Poker the Mammon, so it becomes like Hefka. So if it's so, the halacha of aved itself is mafkia the mammon, but it's the shem aved is not complete unless there's yeish. So the yeish is mashlim the same aved. So it's not that yeish is like a maisa hefka. There's no das makne. It's simply that it's mashlim the shem aved, and through that the aved itself, Shem Ovud, is what's matter the moment. Rav said, according to Vava, that Yeish does have a Yeish, what would be the din if the person who lost the Aveda went to Dovah Shem Bo Simen, and somebody found the Aveda, and the Bailim never realized that it was lost? In such a case, would the one who found the Aveda, would he be coined the Aveda? According to Vava, who holds that Yeish Lomidas have a Yeish. Because if we say, according to Vava, that the B'dovah She'en Bo Simen, it's already has by itself Schal the Shem Aveda in Chefsa completely, and therefore it doesn't require Yeish to be mashed in the Shem Aveda. So the matter of the moment to the Bailim is the Shem Aveda that is chal completely, and therefore the Aveda would be mutter even if the Bailim never find out and would never miss yais. Or do we say that even a Dovish Embo Simon requires yais and to be mashed in the same Aveda? And therefore, if the Bailim would never miss Yaish, it's never Nigma the Shema Veda. And therefore, the moment of the Bailim would be Poka. So if you look at the Shita Mikubetz, as he quotes in the name of the Vidfa, that. He said, I'll just read the Lashem, that filo nisyaisu lebesov klal, that came into les be simen ka avudu mimenu we call odom dummy. So you see that according to Vidfa, according to Vava, that in Davashim be simen, it's the other person's coin, it's the one who's moitzid, even if he was never nis, even if he was never misyais from the Aveda. So you see, according to Rava, that it's the Etzem Shem Aveda that's Mavkir, the Shem, the Bailim. Now, in terms of what we spoke about, in terms of Yeish, is Yeish a separate Mavkir and Matir, or is it simply that Yeish is Mashlim the same Aveda, but it's the Shem Aveda that's Matir? So the Rambam Mepek Chav Beis from Hilchos Mechira says, "Mishahoyel lo pikodum biyad acher, harezim akneu ben bemecha ben bematana, v'im kofabo zeh shuhufkad etzlo, enu yochel achnoso, shezeh kmo sheovid sheenu b'shuso." So you see that for the Lashon Hara, the Aveda is not b'shuso to be makdish, and so it's mashma that it's the Shem Aveda itself that's mavkia the din moment of the Bailim to. Partially, so therefore they can't be makdish it, and therefore it's no longer it's no longer considered a shusuf to be maknit, or to be makdashit. And the Rambam Perek Gimel from Hilchas Nachlas paskins that a b'chor who's that's noito pishnayim, if it's a sfina shibayam, the Ram says ve'ein habchor noito pishnayim b'nechosim havuyim lavo la'achem misis aviv el b'nechosim hamuchsokim aviv shibalu shusho shenema b'chol asher yimotze lo v'chein im haisel aviv milva o haisel o sfina bayam yoshin also hab. So there's no halach of Bishnaim because it's considered that it's void and not muhsuk. And so the Mishnah is bothered by why should the Sfina be called void, not muhsuk? So the Rav quotes from his father that what we're speaking about, that it the Sfina shenev debayam, and therefore it's void, not muhsuk. But you see that, of course, bilis comes from the aveda itself. However, we can clear it with see if the din aveda that's not called b'shusu like for haknor, and it's, the Ram says it's considered like void. Does it get pishnayim? Is that only an aveda she'ein bo simen? Because then it's very chal shem ovud per se in the chefta, and therefore it's not considered b'shuso, and it's considered roy. However, it's a veda that has a simen, so before the bialim and miyayis, so it's not chal the shem aveda, the mevki, the mum and bialim. And therefore it could still be makdashit, and it would not be called roy. It would be muhsuk and b'chor b'kitz fin time. Or maybe that an aveda, even an aveda sheyesh bo simen, is chal Hashem, if it's lo, it's Hashem aveda, and it's not just to the bialim to be makna, and therefore it's considered roi. So that's a shaylin. In this shaylin, there can also be, it can also be an afkemina, whether what if the person who lost the aveda, he was miyayish, and he was chayis of his yayish. So if the halacha is that Yeyush is mashlam the shem aveda, so if he's choyzer, maybe even if he didn't do another kinyan, he can be choyzer in it. But if it's Yeyush is like a haknor, it's a separate matter, so one, maybe he can't be choyzer from the Yeyush, because it became like hefker.